from Oroville, December 29th, 2006. On microphone, Marlenka. Coordination, Andrea and Danielle. For further information, please check the website orovilleradio.org. Sat Prem Maini, director of the Oroville Earth Institute, was recently the guest speaker of the seminar held at Colombo for launching the new Sri Lankan standards on compressed stabilized earth blocks, known as CSEB. Sat Prem has been promoting this material and technology in Sri Lanka since 1999. He has trained about 50 Sri Lankan people and about 70 Oram presses. 3,000 for CSEB are producing blocks in Sri Lanka for all kinds of buildings. The endeavor of Sat Prem in Sri Lanka bears now its fruits, and this standard has been made on his suggestion and inputs. The standard has been prepared by a Sri Lankan committee, and Sat Prem reviewed the draft, which will be published in a few months after following the various procedures. It has to be noted that this standard is the first one in the world specifically elaborated for compressed stabilized earth blocks. The next step will be preparing a code of practice for building with CSEB, for which Sat Prem has a lot of contribution to offer.
So my name is Sat Prem Maini. I'm an architect from France, and I came here in Oroville in 1989. To set up the what is called now the Oroville Earth Institute and to build the visitor center. And before coming to Oroville, I was already specialized in earth construction. That means I already worked in a few countries here and there to conduct some training courses, to build different things. And I came here just to develop more my skill and my offer my possibilities, my creativity for Oroville. And our center is a research and training center in earth architecture. That means we develop and promote earth-based technologies and architecture. We train a lot of people. We have trained more than 4,500 people from 44 countries. And since a few years, I'm the representative for South Asia of the UNESCO Chair Earth Architecture. In Roville, I have built first the visitor center. Then different projects like in Pondicherry, a big school called the Shakti Vihara for 700 children with 2,400 square meters of buildings. In Roville, after Deepanam School, Vikas Community. And in the world, a few things like a mosque in Saudi Arabia, built in 7 weeks. Different earthquake-resistant housing in Gujarat, in different places of India. And also different temples, like the Nataraja Temple built recently near Oroville. And a few things here and there. So in fact, we have, since 1989, we conduct regularly some training courses. We have basically courses of 2 weeks, which is on one for the compressed stabilized earth blocks. So we teach people in the first week how to produce these compressed earth blocks. In the second week, we teach them how to do some masonry with them. And we have another training program, which is on the construction of arches, vault, and domes. In the first week, we teach people how to analyze and study the stability of arches, vault, and domes. And in the second week, how to build them. And we conduct also long-term training courses for students and architects, and they come here for a minimum 3 months till 1 year. And we give them some certificates at the end of the training course. And now we have a workshop on CSEB, compressed stabilized earth blocks. We have 14 people from Sri Lanka, 4 from Cameroon, 3 French, and that's it. In fact, they come especially for the course, but while they are here, they get in touch with the Oroville. I don't do really an introduction on Oroville to them, but we speak of Oroville, they see all the context of Oroville. In the evening, they go here and there, and then they're a bit part of Oroville and they feel what's happening here. A few architects stayed here. Yes, I have received, there was one Shama, there was Anita who was with here also. A few people who came here for long-term trainees, like 3 to 6 months, sometimes they came back and work here. Others who don't stay here, they go back, and some of them who worked here for at least 6 months, they are like ambassadors of Auroville and the Auroville Institute in the world. We have people like this who trained here, who worked now in Sri Lanka, in Australia, some in Bombay, some in USA, some in France. And they spread the message of Auroville and what we try to do here with this Earth architecture, which is aiming a sustainable development with Earth.
In an effort to increase hygienic standards in Auroville, the idea of an annual award to recognize Auroville's most hygienic kitchens was launched. The report shows that many restaurants, guest houses, and food units have excellent standards of hygiene. The winners of the Auroville Health Service's 2006 award for the most hygienic kitchens are, in the restaurant category, the Solar Kitchen, food unit category, Natoilement, and guest house, Afsane's Guest House. Tired of seeing sick animals, hungry dogs, starving puppies, abandoned kittens? Are the barking dogs bothering you? Afraid of getting rabies? Like to be part of the solution to these problems? The Integrated Animal Care Service is striving to sterilize all the strays in Auroville and the surrounding villages, along with vaccinating strays against rabies and treating sick and injured stray animals. Please help Integrated Animal Care to sterilize the dogs in the community. Dogs generally fight or bark while mating. A sterilized dog is much less aggressive. To sterilize a dog takes time and energy only once. If this is not done, the problem becomes explosive. In 6 years, one male and one female and their offspring, if left to breed on the street, can be the source of 66,000 unwanted dogs. It takes 500 rupees to sterilize a male dog, 600 rupees sterilizes a female dog, and 125 rupees provides rabies vaccination for one dog. For further information, email or contact Mary at 262-3581, email address integrated_animal_care@yahoo.co.in. If you'd like to give a donation, the account number is 103111. At the amphitheater, there's a Savitri reading on Thursday, 4th January, 5:30 p.m., weather permitting. All are welcome to listen to Sri Aurobindo's epic poem Savitri, read by the mother with Sunil's music under the vast open sky at sunset. At Matra Mandir on Monday, the 1st of January, there will be a bonfire at 5:15 a.m. The gate will open from 4:45 a.m. onwards, and the bonfire will be lit at 5:15. Entrance will be only from the second Banyan gate. The meditation chamber on the 1st will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to Aurovillians. First-timers, as usual, at 4 p.m., and pass holders, as usual, from 5 to 6 p.m. All cultures have used music and dance as a way of unifying and bringing people together. And in this spirit, the Auroville Dance Collective would like to invite all dancers and wannabes to our dance gathering at the Solar Café on Saturday, January 13th, 2007, from 8 p.m. until midnight. The same ethos and format as always, and don't forget to donate to the Auroville Dance to pay for the sound system and setup cost. The account number is 251634. Anthony Sloan is an international force in modern live audio drama in the tradition of radio drama of the last century, and was last in Auroville almost 2 years ago when he directed the theatrical production of Terry Pratchett's Weird Sisters, and he worked with the Svaram group. As the universe would have it, Anthony is back, facilitating several workshops in audio drama in support of Auroville radio programming, which will culminate with a conclave on Saturday, January 20th, at the Town Hall outside space. From 1 to 5:30 p.m., live audio radio drama conclave produced by NOMMO Radio in cooperation with Oroville Radio. Visit an exhibition of Ikebana, woodwork, and ceramics by Valeria with the Oroville Ikebana School, Kenji and Michelle at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture from January 6th to 16th. The opening will be at 4 p.m. on Saturday, 6 January 2007. A projection of beautiful images by Tamara Trifez, a renewed professional photographer, at Town Hall Conference Room on Friday, 5th January 2007 at 8 p.m. Please look on AVNet for more information. Stanley Kubrick's 2001: A Space Odyssey is a countdown to tomorrow, a roadmap to human destiny, a quest for the infinite. It is a dazzling Academy Award-winning visual achievement, a compelling drama of man versus machine, a stunning meld of music and motion. It may be the masterwork of director Stanley Kubrick, who co-wrote the screenplay with Arthur C. Clarke. It will likely excite, inspire, and enthrall people for many generations to come. On Saturday, 6 January 2007, at 7 p.m., at the Oralek Cafeteria, with a light dinner to be served from 6 p.m. onwards. An Inconvenient Truth, made in the USA 2006, director Davis Guggenheim, is a documentary rescreened by popular demand at Cinema Paradiso at Multimedia Center Auditorium Town Hall Complex. This is a film about the science of global warming, eloquently woven with the ex-Vice President of the USA, Al Gore's personal history and lifelong commitment to reversing the effects of global climate change. A longtime advocate for the environment, Gore presents a wide array of facts and information in a thoughtful and compelling way. This film lays out the facts for the audience to draw their own conclusions in a charming yet funny and engaging style that by the end of the film has everyone on the edge of their seats gripped by its haunting message. An Inconvenient Truth is not a story of despair, but rather a rallying cry to protect the one Earth we all share. It is now clear that we face a deepening global climate crisis that requires us to act boldly, quickly, and wisely, said Al Gore. The news is a reflection of the growth process of Oroville and its ideals of harmony, goodwill, discipline, and truth. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the position of all the residents. On microphone, Marlenka, coordination, Andrea and Danielle. For further information, please check the website, oravilleradio.org. Thank you for listening.